Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, on the back of the results on Friday, the market seems to be fairly quiet, which is no bad thing. It's going to be a busy week in terms of the markets, so a lot to look forward to, and the sun is shining.
Is it? But basically you said just before we came on air that the markets actually priced in what happened quite well. So priced in means that they didn't move that much after the result from before. So only the pound down 2 cents, which is nothing really in the scheme of things.
Well, if you look back at Brexit, if you look back at Trump, looking at those two events, you saw the markets rally ahead of the result, and then overnight, once it became reality that they'd got it wrong, you saw a significant drop. Now, looking at the markets in terms of the FTSE fell just a touch to about 7,400 through the night, and then rallied to just north of 75 on the open. Sterling was kind of flat, if you like, during the week, around about the 129, touching the 130 level. And then we saw the result come out, and we saw sterling drop down to around about 126, but then strengthen a touch to the 127, 27.5. So it would appear that for once, the market kind of guessed that there wasn't going to be anything in terms of a majority from the Conservative government. On the flip side, it would appear that the pollsters and the betting companies got it desperately wrong. I think some of the gambling companies were suggesting odds of 9-1 on for a Conservative majority. So they've done well there.
But they never lose any money, though. It's very strange, that one. Maybe somebody's paying them. The good thing, I suppose, is that there has been the stability. The only thing which is reflecting the uncertainty at the moment, it looks to be the euro sterling, in the sense that with the way we are here, you've got a choice between the eurozone and Great Britain. You sort of think, well, I'll put my money in the eurozone. But apart from that, it's everything's being ring fenced quite well, hasn't it?
It would appear that it's a case of everyone's just looking to see what the next move is, and what the rhetoric from both the Eurozone and also Theresa May and her government with reference to a soft Brexit, a harder Brexit, whatever. Obviously, she's formed her cabinet over the weekend, so it'll be interesting to see how bullish she wants to go. Obviously, she's also got the devil on the shoulder, if you like, of Jeremy Corbyn still suggesting that he should be the man to lead the country. Whether or not that leads to a reshuffling of the leader of the Conservative Party and thus the United Kingdom, and whether we see another election later in the year, who knows? But at the moment, it's a case of just sort of...
It's as if we're assuming that there's going to be 5 years of a Conservative government. That's basically what it is, isn't it?
One would have thought so. However, with politics the way they are, nobody guessed that Theresa May was going to call a snap election and then fail so miserably in something that she called upon, as Gary Lineker put it, the greatest own goal of the season. But the markets live on. It's going to be an interesting week.
He should know about these things, shouldn't he, really, with this tax situation. Let's go on to any specific situations. Any stocks to look at?
Well, there's in terms of economic data, we've got quite a few points to look out for this week. We've got inflation data tomorrow in the UK. We've got the Monetary Policy Committee with reference to rates. We've also got the US Fed decision on Wednesday. So in terms of that, they're probably the main headlines to watch out for. In terms of companies, we've had Mitie this morning, who were up about 10-11% on the back of not disastrous sort of accounting reshuffling, etc. The business turnaround story.
Is that something you're anticipating?
I must confess, when you've had a company that's been so dramatically smashed down, anything that's not disastrous is kind of being bought up. On that note, we've got Capita tomorrow, which is again one that you could see a bit of movement from. And then Friday we've got the old favourite Tesco's with their AGM, questions raised over whether or not Dave Lewis should have been afforded £140,000 on top of his £4 million income.
Nothing,
140k. To relocate to Welling Garden City or whatever it may be, to their new hub. It's a storm in a teacup. At the end of the day, he's turning the business round. The acquisition of Booker, we wait and see. But Tesco's, Morrison's both have updates this week, so the retail space again is probably in focus.
Right, and you think, I mean, again, is that something where we've had a retracement back from 220, let's say, on Tesco, you know, but should be surprised to the upside rather than the downside now?
Well, again, it's the retail space has been hot, and as I highlighted last week, you know, one of my great calls was Boohoo. Online seems to be the place to be. And with the supermarkets, they're kind of just bumbling along. Nothing too dramatic, nothing in terms of growth. Margins are being squeezed, especially with the currency swings, etc. So it's a tough place to be. It's a tough gig. And, you know, you saw Ocado with their announcement last week. The stock was initially up, but then they invited the analysts around to look at their hub, and the technology started failing in front of their eyes. So it's a tough place. And there's a lot of competition. So anything that's green shoots, one would suggest, with Tesco's and Morrison's, you could see you know, investors lap up the shares.
The other thing is, I think what you're seeing across the board is that the specialists, people who have a niche, are the winners, like Fevertree or, you know, you've got to be a one-trick pony.
Not a jack-of-all-trades.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, you've seen over the years the likes of Tesco's going to everything and anything.
So
and
it's
try
like a
to,
conglomerate
to,
in the old days.
Precisely. And when you are that way inclined, you've got your ability to mess up is much, much smaller. If you are a focused on one element, then if you can master that, then your share price should react accordingly. Fevertree, I mean, case in point, you know, who would have thought that Posh Mixers would have been a business worth hundreds of millions, if not billions?
Yes, it's one of those mysteries of life. But Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.